The biggest construction project in Springfield, Massachusetts in nearly 50 years is causing downtown parking woes. The proposed solution to the problem? Free valet parking. Valet parking is now being offered at no charge to patrons of businesses located along four blocks of South Main Street that have been impacted by the loss of hundreds of on-street and off-street parking spaces because of the MGM Springfield Casino construction project. An average of 25 drivers a day used the service in the first week since it launched January 17th, according to Tom Moore, interim director of the Springfield Parking Authority.
So far, results have been encouraging. I think accounting for the fact that we started in the middle of the winter, and it's a program that's very new.
The Massachusetts Gaming Commission voted to pay for the valet parking program out of a multi-million-dollar community mitigation fund. The commission authorized a 90-day pilot program with up to $200,000 available if it continues for a full year.
We're very confident that the demand is there. I think, even looking at these numbers in the first week, it's a good sign that I think the grant was well applied for and kind of granted in for good cause.
The Parking Authority contracted with Valet Park of America to run the service. Parking attendant Austin Kirby said feedback from patrons who've used the service in its early days has been positive.
It's tough finding spots around here, so we sort of break that barrier and give people an opportunity to get in and out.
The city applied to the Gaming Commission for funds to set up the valet parking program at the urging of officials with Caring Health Center, which operates a large medical clinic right across the street from the casino construction zone. The health clinic sees an average of 160 patients a day, with more than half arriving by private car, according to Caring Health President and CEO Tanya Barber, who said the parking woes caused a real hardship.
A lot of our patients were not keeping their appointments. They were not showing up for appointments, or they were transferring their care to other medical facilities because they didn't want to deal with not having a place to park.
Caring Health did some advertising, including a direct mailing, to get the word out about the new valet parking service.
We're surveying people who are coming into the organization, and we're finding that, folks are like, oh, I didn't know this service was available. We parked all the way up on Union Street or up on High Street, and if I would have known this service was available, I would have utilized the service.
Barbara said so far the valet parking appears to be working well.
Patients who have utilized the services have given us great feedback, and they really are pleased with the services.
The valet parking is provided outside the entrance to Caring Health's building Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The casino construction is scheduled to continue for another 18 months. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.